Bob Atkinson and it's Reel 11. Just explain what happened at the end of Reel 10. Bob wanted to get up to see, to show me his whiz bang, which we've now got. And basically what it is, it's a field postcard or
field
something.
Field service postcard.
Yeah. Which they gave you, Bob, or something, didn't they?
They give you, if you were in a place you couldn't take right, because you were either too wet or in action. You had to, well, about once a fortnight or once a week. I used to send them if there was no chance of writing.
Yeah.
But there was no chance of letting them know I was coming on late, because I didn't know myself till the day I sent me to go down to farmhouse. What we're doing, company with you,
yeah.
And they said we're going on leave. I said, mind them, but I said they're only 200 not gone. There's a week. I said they haven't got to 500 now. I said they are week because they do the other.
Yeah. So you've had your you've had your few days at home. You had 7 days, I think you said, Bob.
Yeah, 7 days from Dover.
You must have really You must have really enjoyed that 7 days.
Yeah. Five at home. I enjoyed the sleep.
Yeah, sure. But then you've got to go back, haven't you?
Yes. Went back and they were just going into Hamburg. With the troops, we were moving up to go to Div HQ, where that was a joining unit from Div HQ. They were going into Hamburg, so Div HQ was moving. We moved with Div HQ, and as soon as Div stopped, relate to our unit.
Yeah, we know the date of that. I think it was May the 4th or 5th.
Of course, I know it was before the 8th.
Yep.
Because we got the last station, leave station for returning. There was a concert party on. And to give it out that the war will finish tomorrow at a certain time.
But going into Hamburg, what do you remember of that one?
Not a lot about going in, because the troops had gone in before we did. We were Div HQ.
Yeah.
It was just like going into a town that was knocked to bits. And it was knocked to bits.
Any sign of people?
Yes, there were some people knocking about.
And what was their reaction to you?
Subdued, very subdued. but we couldn't see much of them with them trucks. We were only looking out in back at the trucks.
Yeah, and then you just
joined the unit.
Joined the unit.
Yes. They come up and they took us down. There was so many from each lamp. I think there was two from each company or something like that. So there'd be, what, 12, about a dozen of us. They just took us in the 1500 rate and dropped me off at the units.
And when did you hear of the end of the war in Europe?
I heard the night before at this concert party. We were right on the edge of where Bridges were. And we got it there that the war was going to finish on the 8th, but it's over now. They're letting Germans come back from the Russian front so the civilians can. We've stopped fighting to let them, but the German army, all the Russians, so the civilians get back. I got in there in the morning, well, before dinner. And went straight on to football ground where there was in the prison room. And took about 80,000 prisoners with us. And they were just coming in, throwing the rifles in the and going into the football ground. Wherever they wanted. Some got into the stand, some got in the ground.
What was the feeling amongst you and your mates at that time?
Glad it was over. Yeah, thankful we were still there.
Yeah. And this was around the 4th, 5th of May.
Well, it was right. The 4th, 5th.
Yeah.
5th, I would think.
Yeah.
Because it closed the prison the next day after we got there. We got there Monday, and the next day we took 80,000 to come. Yeah. And then the football there.
Were there any celebrations?
No, we got no chance much.
No.
No. Some did. And we got some whiskey in there. We were on guard. So we went on there with the telephone exchange. The house near the telephone exchange was built. We were doing guard on the telephone exchange. See, they weren't sabotaging it. And then handing in their weapons. We did guards on that. Or sporty knives and revolvers and all sorts of things, the weeks of them.
Yeah.
All around the big, well, it was more like a barn, it was a warehouse or something that had been stored, stuff like that. And guards on that.
And how long did this last? How long were you staying around the Hamburg area?
Roughly a month. I got another job looking after displaced persons.
Mm-hmm.
The tramway depot, my section, half another, about 20, like two sections, would be put in charge of the tramway depot. There was two Pauls, Russians, Belgian and French, displaced persons, been working. Maintenance of the tram, cleaning them, women cleaning them.
And that's you're doing that for the rest of May, presumably, if you were there for nearly a month.
Nearly a month. We come down in Oberhausen after that.
The battalion came down?
Oh, yes, they all did.
The whole division did come
into the Ruhr.
Yeah.
And the Americans come farther up the zone.
Where?
Zone. There were zoning areas like.
Oh, yes.
The zoning troops.
Yes.
French got a zone, same as they did in Berlin.
And the Ruhr became the.
The Ruhr became the British.
Right.
The Americans up the north towards the Elbe.
Yeah.
And the Berlin. The British took that.
Mm.
They handed them over.
Mm.
The Americans were down in the Ruhr and down to the, let's say, the south side, to Germany. We were up in the north.
Yeah, so how long did that stay down, did you stay in the Ruhr?
I don't know how long it stopped. I got transferred, that he was on the dock. Should have gone to Japan, and they dropped the atom bomb.
Oh yeah, which was the first one. September time, I think that was.
Yes.
Yeah.
He come down in June, he was. They got the first atom bomb. The draft was not cancelled, but it was postponed. And there was a call to then. The next one dropped, and it was cancelled. After that, I put my stripes in. It's a disagreement. The sergeant major wasn't mine. The one I knew was Montgomery, got killed. But another one, he wasn't my kettle of fish. So I was packed my stripes in, and I was on the first draft out to the private next time.
out to where?
I went to the first South Hanks. Platoon, A Company, three section, exactly what I left.
Isn't that strange?
Yes. And when I got there, as I say, I was a private, we were the housed, just outside Brussels.
Mm-hmm.
And we were there for a while, waiting for shipment out to Palestine.
Why did you get transferred from the East Lancs to the South Lancs?
Well, what they were doing at first was picking men that were a higher group to go out to Paris with battle experience. You see?
And the East Lancashires weren't going out to the Far East at that stage?
No, but the 3rd Division was, it was going as a division. And it was forming up with the Canadian Division, New Zealand Division, Australian Division. We were going America way around, across the Pacific, picking up Canadians in America, going across the Pacific. And we were going to Australia to pick up the Australians and New Zealanders, form a British corps, British colonial corps, 4 divisions, usually 3, but they've gone to call it the land of the Japanese islands.
So that, but that, but that world tour there that you would have gone on got cancelled.
Cancelled?
When the bombs dropped.
Yes, and the second one.
Yeah.
It was postponed after the first, and then it surrendered. That was cancelled. But we still went to the same battalion.
Yeah.
So it still went up to Southland.
Yeah.
It was just exactly the same, but at that time, you see, they hadn't got a, they weren't going to send them to Palestine, they were going out there.
Yeah.
And as soon as they got word they were going to Palestine, they wanted men, because they were leaving the older men in Europe for the early demob, messing up with the younger ones, which was old, 1920s. And we went out, the only ones was, they were short of signalers, and they were short of carrier drivers, there was a few over the edge there. Not out the group, put in there, and we went to Palestine. I did 2 years in Palestine at the South Lanks.
Right.
And I was debobbed at that pretty base I saw in France. We were called up with, same day, in the South Lanks.
Amazing. We'll come back to him in a minute, but just briefly, 2 years in Palestine.
Yeah.
Was there any fighting in Palestine?
Oh, yes. Yes. A lot of...
fighting who?
Jews.
Right.
The Jews, they were causing the trouble. They were wanting to get more people in than what they did. But they were allocated. They were only allocated. They were on the mandate. Then the mandate was to let only Jews in for a year and no more. So it was the Norwegian nation under it. And they wanted to come back. And the trouble was, a lot of them had British uniforms. So they'd been in the British forces. And you didn't know they were. They talk about guerrillas, but the Palestinians, guerrillas, the Palestinians stopped in Palestine. They didn't go all over Europe to make money. So you have a lot of sympathy with the Jews, and they would have said they're taking it out on us. And we give a lot to the Jews.
But they were going over there in British uniforms.
They had British uniforms, they were going over on these illegal ships, landing, and when they got into Palestine, they had British uniforms.
Where were you stationed in Palestine, Bob?
Oh, quite a few places. Haifa, right up on top of Mount Carmel, Jerusalem, right near the government building, right opposite the government building, Gaza. And then you used to, about 4 places, I can't think of them. We used to do so long in Palestine and then come down to Egypt for the rest. But there was trouble there. There was riots there and we were busy going with the Farouk side. There was a lot of rebels against Farouk.
Yeah. Farouk was the king, wasn't he?
King Farouk, aye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grenadier Island. Mm. He used to do a guard on there. Mm. General Dempsey House guard. Mm. Casanel Barracks. Armoured Corps Barracks. I don't know what to call that. In Cairo. Mm. RETD, it was an engineer training depot. We had a camp there. We did El Bala on an old disused area ago, right by the Suez Canal, the both were. So we did our tours between them places, 2 years. We do some months each. It's, we'll say, 4 months up and 3 months down.
Yeah, the fighting, I suppose, was more...
Oh, it was skirmishes coming in and back in the truck and blowing the Blue Goldsmith Club up, which is right at the corner of our billets. Killed our two sentries.
Oh, there were people killed there?
Yes, I had been on that guard day before. Killed two lads, because we only had Dunnet Way around. And it was just a piece of Dunnet Way you pulled over them. Army truck, Bath truck, pulled in front and turned around to Bath, you know, like stores. The store trucks used to do the same. One lad was standing on the Dunnet Way trying to pull it over. The other went to check the path, they shot him. They shot the lad on the Dunnet Way. He was pulling the Dunnet fencing back so that he get in. Was going to, I should say. He was stood by it. He killed him, let the truck roll, not brakes off, with engine running in the verge, jumped out. Next thing we knew, we didn't know, only heard the rifle shot, well, the shots. We looked out at the window, next thing we saw was the glass coming in on us and the place going up. The bomb. The truck load of gelignite or dynamite or some TNT. They just it rolled back and they disappeared. But they had British uniforms on. So you'd no chance of catching then the young three sergeants in the Olive Grove. Because some Jews were sentenced to death, terrorism. And they shout and scream now. And we were having to go through it.
Yeah.
The bombed, mortar bombed hospital, the mortar bombed radio station on Mount Carmel, the radio station right on top of Mount Carmel. The mortar bombed that. You know, it was dirty tricks we were having to put up with.
Yeah.
Blowing trucks up, on the road, putting mines across. We used to do guards in Jerusalem, General Macmillan, I think it was. General Macmillan was in charge of Jerusalem, Palestine itself. Dempsey was in charge of the whole Middle East. And we used to do a guard there, but we had to take him down to King David's Hotel. We had to walk down with an escort, with him with rifles. It was either that or we got in the jeep and the van going up front, not the van, Browning up front, and the Browning up back of a jeep that used to take him down, with paratroops, the two drivers. Drivers and the then we would say number two, like that, and they Brownies. But they used to like to walk, it was a good day. They had to be escorted down, and escorted back. Yeah.
So
you didn't know who was who. We had very little trouble with
Adams. No. But you had 2 years of that.
Two years.
Yeah.
With our... in Egypt.
Yeah.
come down for the rest of the night.
I guess at least it was warmer there.
Well,
you got your knees brown.
Yes. And it snowed on nearly a day when we went on Mount Carmel.
Oh.
That was the first New Year away to in Palestine, and it snowed.
Mm.
New Year's Day.
Sounds unusual.
Yes, it was.
So, did you not think about staying in the army?
Well, I was offered and I wanted to get home.
Mm.
Wanted to get home and head up. Because if you weren't on guard, it was monotonous.
Yeah.
Guards are little in tents. So we didn't do a lot of guards and guards. We're doing so many would go and get trucks, you know, on the way up, and it was with the convoy duty.
Yeah. So, so then the day came, you get demobbed with your best mate,
yeah.
Or a best mate.
Yeah, a best mate.
Do you want to tell us who he was again?
Freddie Brace. 1-6. 1-6-5, 2-6, 4-6.
Yeah.
Mine was 33.
Your army number?
My last door was 33 and was 46.
Yeah.
Yeah. We come on the SS Longford. Team packet caller did about 10 knots, flat out, checking the timbers. Took us 14 days to get from Portishead to Liverpool.
Mm.
It was a Royal Mail boat. And we missed the tide, it couldn't get over the bar, so we had to stand outside Liverpool. It took us 15 days with that.
Mm.
Took us 14 and a half to get, 14 to get there. It took us half a day, popped out there.
Yeah.
And demobbed at York.
So what happens when you get demobbed?
Well, you end up all the papers in and the kit. And
your pay book goes in?
Well, no. You demob both. You do demob both.
Right.
It's all different shit, so.
Right.
Yeah, somebody said, do you want to sign one? And I said, do I look that?
So, and they give you some clothes to wear?
Yes.
Hat to put on your head?
Yeah.
A hat to put on your head? Trilby.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Set of underclothes. I think we two sets of underclothes.
Mm.
Change. Two shirts.
Mm.
Raincoat. And the sergeant, Freddie Brace, went into the officer's line to get a suit.
Hmm.
I got one. Freddie Brace said, where did you get that from? Well, I said, I was there. He said, there was a cord across. I said, no, it's only the famous picture house. I said, they pinned it down there somewhere. And the Jew boy, did you work?
Yeah.
Said, what are you doing in here? I said, you get behind her. I said, are you finished up? A bit of rope. And
so?
I said, we'll just come back to your country, Palestine. I said, don't bother us. And he went away. And Cindy Brace got the exact same suit as I did. We went with the night sleep there. We got on the train and went to Manchester. We finished up with a pint of beer on the station. Because
yeah.
He come from Buxton.
Mm.
I was waiting for a train to buy at Elvis.
Mm.
And Freddie said, oh, I can catch one. He said, every 20 minutes to the bus tower place. He said, Buxton. So I waited a pint when he got there.
You went to Ulverston and he went back to Buxton?
Yes, I've never seen him since.
Oh, right.
No, I've never seen him since.
Just lost touch completely over the years.
Just, I never thought of getting his address.
Yeah.
We're thinking about getting home.
So you got home, your mum and dad were there.
Yeah.
The war was over.
We were both done out of the Python.
Because
we were due for Python in July when we come back. Left there to come back. And we should have Python on in June, 3 years overseas.
What is Python? What is that?
56 days leave.
Yeah.
And they give us our demob papers.
Mm.
So we got demobbed we should have got Python 56 in and then gone back to
Yeah.
We covered the mob papers.
Yeah.
We were in transit then, we should have covered the mob papers.
Mm.
So I lost, they did me out of 56 days, never denied.
Right. But then
it was money I was annoyed about.
Yeah.
56 days back.
Yeah. Did you go back to the post office after the war?
Yes. Portman.
A postman?
Portman, yeah.
And did you do that for many years?
I did it till 1981 when I was medically discharged.
So you did it really all your life?
Yes.
Yeah.
Only job I had.
Yeah. And your mum and dad? They've gone now, presumably.
Yes, yes. Dad went to the new 75, died.
Yeah.
In 1895 I was born and I was 75, so 1970.
Yeah.
1970.
Mm.
Mother was 84, mother. She was 81. We say 84, 86.
Yeah.
And mother was born in 1901.
Right. Yeah. And what about these places now? Do you ever go back to any of these places?
Oh, yes, yes. Going back to, well, we've been going back to Setoggan Bosch for 1985.
Mm.
Going back nearly every year.
Mm.
They have a bit of a, what they call Liberation Day.
Yeah.
Go to Wooden Cemetery.
Yeah.
It's the cemetery about 10 to 3 kilometres away,
mm.
where I was there.
Mm.
And went to Bullet Boys at the boat last year.
Mm.
They just got the stone erected
mm.
for our battalion.
Mm.
And it's 16 red rose bushes
mm.
and a lovely stone, Lancashire stone, McMarble
mm.
facing.
Mm.
And the stone racing did a lovely job.
Yeah.
And the facing, marble facing, they did all the work for nothing.
Mm.
They come out and all the names in black marble underneath on the black marble stone.
Mm.
And they made a lovely job of it. And we made welcome there.
Yeah. And you got married, Bob, didn't you?
Oh, yes, yes.
In what date, what year was that? Don't tell me you've forgotten, Bob.
Yes, I have.
Now Lily's got to give him a clue.
1975. Am I right?
Yeah.
I can remember.
Right. Married in 1975.
Yeah, 1975. Yeah.
To Lily?
To Lily, yes.
And you live in Barrow?
Now. I lived in Ulverston, and when I got married in Ulverston, stopped in my house.
Mm.
I come to Lily.
Mm.
We've been up here ever since.
And this is Lily's family, is it family house?
Yeah. No, this is Lily's house.
Lily's house?
Yes.
Yeah.
Which is the first one.
Mm.
First one died.
Yeah. So. Well, thanks very much, Bob. You'll get copies of these.
Yes.
And thank you very much for doing it.
Yes, I played the field until I was 49 when mm-hmm. I was married.
Married at 49?
Right.
You were married at 49?
I was married at 49.
Yeah. Well, that seems a good time to get married if you're going to do it. Thanks, Bob.
Yeah.